the only way I could learn how to make sense of the pain and injustice of that experience was to face it. Like, for example, I had this thing through the book where when something was triggering and I found myself going into a space of like having a panic attack, I would talk to myself and be like, just lean into it. It was an invitation of release of the stored trauma in my body that I couldn't express in the moment that the horror was occurring. And even though, you know, the experience of a panic attack is quite scary and overwhelming, it taught me how to move through the arc of an emotion, of how it begins, it peaks, and it subsides. And I thought about that then with moving through the book and confronting the really painful aspects that came up through the story of like, it's going to hurt, but it's got to come out.